He was a provincial cup champion on the footy field, dominated the Ironman claimers, and now is a Group 1 tipster. His name is David Gately, or Gator to his mates. So let's welcome in Gator for Racing Rewind on RSN Central.
Good morning to you, Gator.
Hello.
How's things? Did you enjoy your weekend? Cox Plate Day, always one of the great days on the Australian racing calendar. And there's been a little bit of discussion since then regarding that protest. I'd love to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is that all opinions are valid. And I think we all need to be respectful of each other's views. I think that we trust umpires to play their role. We pay them and they perform it. So I thought, if you're asking me, I'm not a steward, and it sounds like you are, I think it should be conclusive that the runner-up would have won, and I cannot find that in this scenario. You know, you can certainly make a case, as I've said, you know, there was a bump, but if you can categorically tell me the second horse should have won, then... okay, no worries, but I think they got it right. The right horse won on the day, and you got to earn you should have to earn your wins. You shouldn't just be giving them to you.
0416 90 50 52, if you've got a question for Gator. Let's have a look at this Cox Plate. State of Rest, too good for in the end for Adam Owen. Very Elegant was third. Moonga was fourth. What did you make of the winner, first of all, Gator? State of Rest. He was very good with that turn of foot.
Yeah, that was the key, wasn't it? You're spot on. He just had that change-up speed. He went from off them and through them to right there. Add to that, when the three-year-old came at him, he showed tremendous tenacity. You know, he's only lightly raced, so there's not a massive profile on him in a two-horse war, but he came away with flying colours over a pretty good three-year-old, I'd say, with no weight and very elegant. A nine-time Group 1 winner. A length away. They had three lengths on Moonga, who was every chance. Look, he ran well, but the trifecta were just better than him on the day.
Yep.
But what he did do was beat everything else well. And that was the race. Trifecta, well, A+, A+, A-. Moonga gets a B, and the rest were not in the event, really.
Can Very Elegant win a Melbourne Cup off that?
Look, she ran really well in it last year. She's just not pitched in, is she, at the weights?
Yeah.
And, and it's a handicap for a reason. As I say, she's won 9 Group 1 races, one of her Caulfield Cup, so she's not entitled to get a weight relief. So that's going to be her query, whether she can... Oh, look, I think she'll run very, very well in it, but I can tell you she won't be my top pick, I wouldn't think, given the weight she's been allocated.
Forget You is the favourite for the Victoria Derby here at Flemington on Saturday, Gator. Do you think he deserves to be favourite after his victory there in the Vase?
Well, I mean, my first thought is yes. I mean, he comes through the best races, you know. Those at the top of the market with him come through, lesser races. This guy ran well in a Caulfield Guineas. He was quickest home in that. He took some winding up again in the Vase, and he was strongest late again. Been the theme of every one of his races. He's the quickest last 200 in all of them. So I don't think the trip will be any issue. I am concerned about a number of hard runs in a row, but, you know, I always trust the stables to get them there fit and well and at their best on game day.
Commander Harry, he was 100-1. It was a great ride there by Linda Meach. Could he go one better in a derby?
Well, I mean, I just don't know the horse well enough yet to know if that was a brilliant ride or a daring ride or it was probably one of those two things. I mean, not many horses can take off at the 700 and keep running. And it was a truly run race. Make no mistake, the first 600, they went about 2.5 lengths above Group 2 average for three-year-olds. So it's not as if they crawled and then sprinted. So... you got to have the horse under you, and look, 9 times out of 10, that ride won't come off. So I have to take that run at face value. So it was very, very good.
Outside of Forget You, Commander Harry, I know that Spirit of Gaylord's had some backing for the Derby after his unlucky effort there in the Vase. Any other horses that you think might be able to make their mark from that race in Saturday's Derby, Gator?
Well, look, I haven't seen the field.
So,
Spirit
of Gaylord, what'd you make of him?
Well, he was very good. I mean, he was in traffic on the turn. He was about, what was he, four or five? The third horse, which is Jungle Magnate, put about four to five lengths on him when he was in traffic. He got out and ran that horse to one length. His finale was terrific. He ran home 13.28. His problem is Forgot You was quicker still than him, even though he was back saving his carrots and hitting the line. But he has more upside, I think, than a few others.
What about a horse like, who else is in the market? You just mentioned Jungle Magnate. There was a few horses like A Cheerful Moment that's in the market as well. He's around $51, but he didn't have the best of luck either out the back.
Yeah, he was probably a little inconclusive, wasn't it? Others ran on better, but he hardly had the best run in the race. I thought Villardin hit the line quite well without much luck. And you mentioned Jungle Magnate and Samarkand. Depending on all of those, if they go there, you can make a case that they improve, but they've got to find, you know, 3 to 5 lengths, those horses.
What did you make of the Gold Cup where Luna Flair defeated, dare I say it, well, an unlucky floating artist?
Mm. Yeah, look, he was probably the good thing beaten of the day, wasn't he? But, they were sort of dictated to a little bit. He did a good job of keeping Pondus out there, but, Luna Flair just sat back giggling and had the last crack, hit the lead. You watch the overhead shot, floating artist is running straight by Luna Flair over the line. So, unlucky, but that's racing. We know it's not the first time it's ever happened, won't be the last. Sound hit the line. Pondus, I thought he was home when he hit the lead, but especially considering the backing that came from 24 hours from the race. Yep. And they had 3 lengths in change on the rest of the field. So it was all around the first 4 for me there.
Generation's a $15 chance if he goes to the Cornwall. What did you make of his performance there in race number 4, the Red Anchor Stakes?
No, a really good win because he chased a fierce speed. Dosh had led 3.5 lengths above Group 3 average for that age group, 8 lengths and change above all averages, so it was a proper tempo. James McDonald wasn't waiting for anyone, took over 400 out, so he was left a sitting duck a little bit. And the only horse to come out after him was Scissor Sepp, who ran a terrific couple of closing fractions off a good speed, and they put 3 lengths on the rest of the field. So overall time is really good here. 110.7 had them 5.5 lengths above Group 3 average, so a lot to like around the Quinella there.
Stay with us, Gator. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with all of your questions. They are flowing in, Gator. Everybody wants to ask you a couple of questions about, I think, what happened on the weekend and maybe what's coming up here at Flemington with Air Carnival starting on Saturday. We'll take a break. You're with Gareth Hall, David Gately. This is Racing Rewind on RSN Central. Gareth Hall, David Gately with you for Racing Rewind. And Gator, we'll get to the questions because most of the questions asked by our listeners, our family here on Racing Rewind, what we'll go through anyway. So we'll get into them. Hi, Gator. So if State of Rest was an Aussie horse, would the media be labelling him the best horse in the world after the Cox Plate win like they've done with Nature Strip and Incentivise and even Winx? No, they're just a very good horses, as you can only be the world's best horses when you've won on the world stage like Japan and Europe. That's from Tony from Perth.
Yeah, well, he's got it all in front of him, this horse. I mean, he's only been beyond 1,600 metres twice. He won a Group 1 at Saratoga, impressively. Some really good horses behind him, and then wins a Cox Plate. Now, it's probably been, you can argue strongly, you know, it's watered down with the scratching of Zaki, the Incentivise not being there, but all you can do is beat who's there, and he's beat a 9-time Group 1 winner, very elegant. But I take the point that he's still got to prove it before he gets a seat at that table, I think.
Gator, everyone seems to be overlooking the performance of Commander Harry, almost holding on after sustaining an 800-metre run. Any chance in the Derby from Steve?
Yeah, we touched on him, didn't we? I thought the run itself was terrific. I mean, I have to take the run at face value. I know it was 100-1, but agree, fast run race, took off early, collared right on the line by the Derby favourite. It was a terrific individual effort. He'll probably be marked down, but just for that reason, the SP profile one, that he was 100-1 there, but if you're taking it at face value, he ran every bit as well as the winner.
Next SMS coming through. Gator, can Ice Bath win a Empire Rose as she turns up after taking out the invitation there last Saturday?
It was a very good win, wasn't it? I mean, she's such a good mare. She was so good in the Epsom prior to that too. So it's easy to like the way she's going and her form. Do I wish that race rated a little better on Saturday? Yes. But as I said, she sat back and ran over them. On her Epsom run, you know, she's running by Moonga, who just ran fourth in a Cox Plate. Beat home Probabil. So, I think she's in the conversation for sure. If you get a bit of rain, it helps her too.
Gareth and Gaither, I think the decent decision would be to retire Very Elegant. She is clearly in the twilight of her mighty career and is not the same horse compared to last year. That's from Roger from North Essendon. Do you agree with Roger Gaither?
Oh, no, I can't. I don't think that's fair. I mean, she had a genuine excuse in the Turnbull. Prior to that, she won a Group 1, and then she's beaten a length in a Cox Plate. So, you know, she had three lengths on the rest of the field, and the two that beat her, one's a gun through, or one's a Group 1 winner over international. So, I thought she was terrific.
0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation. Gaither, if Home Affairs runs into the Coolmore, what does Gaither think of his chances? Well, he will be running into the Coolmore. He will run in the Coolmore because James McDonald's been booked to ride him.
Yeah, I saw that one. So, gee, it looks a terrific race, but it's tough to sort. They come from all over the place, as you'd expect, for the race this has become. It's one of the best races on the calendar now. Home Affairs. Look, he was only beaten, I think, five lengths from memory in an Everest. Did I wish he held on a little bit better? Probably. His win prior to that was very, very good with weight, albeit leader's track. Hasn't seen the straight. There's some pros and cons there, isn't there? Put it this way, he'll be right at the forefront of my thinking when I do the race on Wednesday morning.
Gaither, do you prefer to be on track for the races, e.g. playing against the bookies, or do you prefer to be home? That's from Damo.
Oh, yeah, things have changed a bit for me personally. We used to go every single Saturday we could, and it was so much fun. But obviously working Saturdays now, but if I get a day off, you know, I can still go there and enjoy it, and I can sit home and enjoy it. There's no worries there, but I am ageing, so there's that.
Your build-up this week, Gaither, it's a big week leading up towards the carnival because you'll be working for Channel 10 as their form expert, but obviously there's a lot of preparation that goes into the next 4 days. So how far are you thinking ahead? You've got the Derby on Saturday, but when do you do the form for Cup Day and then Oaks Day and then back to Stakes Day?
Yeah, so I get a bit more latitude because I'll do the best bets for Derby Day and the following Saturday. The rest of the form I can do the day before, so that makes it a little bit easier and gives us a chance to review, you know, what's happened the day prior, which is it's a massive advantage. But it's pretty full on from Thursday onwards. They, you know, we have rehearsals and all sorts of things for Channel 10. So it'd be great to be back on track out there and have some humans out there this year.
Yep. It was nice. It was a nice run. It was a nice run down the to, I'll start again. Forget You was impressive there, basically. How many links does Gunstock need to find to match it with Forget You, Gaither?
Look, I couldn't put a length margin on it, but what's happened to this point is Forgot You's just come through the better races, you know, and he's certainly rating better. Obviously, Gunstock with the blinkers on last time was a better horse, as we thought he would be going into that race. So he's certainly on the upward trajectory, but, you know, I think Forgot You at the moment has run well in better races. I think that's fair to say.
0416 90 50 52. If you've got a question for Gaither, Gaither Shallow at $10 in the Empire Rose is a sensational bet. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, I think she's certainly looking for 1600. She was so good in this race last year, wasn't she, without luck? So she very much will be at the forefront of my thinking. What a tough race. Look, I had a look at the likely runners yesterday on Twitter, and gee, I think I had seven picks, so I'll have to narrow that down to one, I guess.
Gee, man, is Forget You the hardest horse to have your last on?
It takes some winning, his races, don't they? He's not a quicken. He's not a pick-up and quicken horse. I thought he would have quickened better at 2000, but But he kept closing, and, you know, he was very strong at the end, and that's the really important part of the race, isn't it? So I think he'll run the trip. It's just a matter of whether he can back up again.
Hey, Gaither, has your pizza arrived from Friday yet?
Yeah, it arrived. Speaking of taking a while, we should have labelled that. Forgot You. It took a while to wind up the pizza.
Correct.
Man, but he got there. He got there.
Just explaining that to our listeners there. One of our listeners was listening that on the spring ticket on Friday night, Gaither and Sharky was sensational with Manicato Stakes Night. And Gaither and Shark, I think they ordered a pizza just after race one, and it didn't turn up till after the last. Is that right?
Yeah, no, we got there just on race eight, so this is where you need those 10 race cards.
Yes. Hi, Gator. Looking at Flemington this Saturday, out of the group ones, which race are you most excited about? Derby for me, that's from Phil from Tassie. Good on you, Phil.
Yeah, it's always a great race, isn't it? Only one of our oldest races, isn't it? The Derby, and I love it. I love the way the Coolmore's evolved as well. And the Empire Rose this year looks a strong rendition as I've seen. So do I have to pick one? Okay, I think the Coolmore narrowly, but all those group ones, mouth-watering.
Now, Gator, with Incentivise in the Melbourne Cup, is he just our lock for the whole week? I know it's a bit weird saying that the best bet might be in the Melbourne Cup, but I just don't know how they beat him. That is from Jerry.
Well, obviously he's beatable. I mean, it's a horse race. He's never been beyond 2,500. You know, he had a hard run in the Caulfield Cup. It wasn't a trot and I'll just sprint home and win the race. It took some winning. It took some effort, you know what I mean? Because it was a fast run race. He had a busy run. And yep. He blitzed them. Look, I think it's difficult. It's going to be difficult to have a lot of money on against him. But plenty will, because it's such a great race. But yeah, I'll get to that race. But he'll be right at the top of my thinking there, obviously.
Yep. Thoughts on bookmakers betting on a protest? I know that they used to do it in the olden days. My future father-in-law was a bookie in WA, and he told me some funny stories about protests. And the punters betting on protests. And there was one protest that I don't know if the stewards got to. That's just a ledge, but it was 100-1 that it would be upheld, and it was upheld. I think it would be a little bit... Yeah, that was a good story, wasn't it? Yeah. Do you think it would be fun betting on the protests?
Oh, look, it's not something I've ever done, but, you know, with the Aussie way...
100%, Gator.
You could bet on anything. The Aussies... Are we still number one per capita in the world?
I think so, because I believe in this country, Gator, and this city. It'll bounce back.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm being positive, but just love a bet.
I'm just trying to inspire you before the start of the carnival, Gator. Okay. Hey, I know Dosh can't get a strong 1,200 metres, but in my eyes, if you're going to ride her for speed, then you may as well keep rolling along and see if they can catch her. What are your thoughts on that? That's from Mark.
Yeah, look, she was beaten a little bit too early, though, wasn't she, to blame the 1,200. She was gone at the 400. I know she rolled along, but that's her. She went 3.5 lengths above average. We referenced that. So she didn't loaf, but beaten 11 lengths a long way.
Stay with us, Gator. We'll take one more break on the other side of it. We've got a few more questions to get through. 0416 90 50 52. And I promise you I'll get through everyone's questions this morning as we look ahead to the start of the Flemington Carnival and, of course, rewinding back on Cox Plate Day and also some of those races up there in Sydney. 0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation. Gator and Gareth with you here. Did anyone see from the air... the shot there from the helicopter, that Adamo came off the rail and got closer to the winner before the bump. Just curious on that, Gator. He did come out and meet State of Rest Adamo, and then State of Rest drifted back in. That's what I saw anyway, Gator.
Yeah, no, I think that all that's valid, yeah, for sure. I guess it just comes down to would the runner-up have won, you know? And that's the simple version. Stewards thought, not quite. So I can't categorically say that it would have won. And I tend to agree for what it's worth.
Gator, can a maid win the Lexus on Saturday? That's that stay there for Philip Stokes.
Disappointed the other day, didn't we? So it needs to bounce back. On the run prior, be a live hope. But I don't know what happened last time.
Elephant, Second Slip and Embolism have all failed after the Turak. Does that leave I'm Thunderstruck vulnerable off that hot speed? That's from Rhino heading towards, of course, the Golden Eagle.
Well, I think it's a valid point. I'm not sure Elephant failed, but he certainly didn't win. Embolism obviously disappointed yesterday a little bit in the Sale Cup. I think Second Slip had an excuse too, was caught wide. So, look, it's probably a little inconclusive, but I take the point that it was a brutal, messy race, fast run. So it's got to take a bit out of a lot of these athletes.
Hi, Gator. How did you rate the performance of Flying Mascot? If she backs up in the Empire Rose, where does she finish?
Well, I'll get to that race when I do it properly, but this win itself was exceptional. She was bolting. She got the run and raced away from Starrell and Avisto, some pretty good mares, off a strong speed, ran really strong last 600 overall time. A lot to like about that win to the eye and on the clock.
Gator, can Tutu Kaka win a derby after its win at Geelong last Wednesday?
It was a good, tough win, wasn't it? I don't think Geelong's been the right path to glory for a while in that race. But look, it was a good, tough win at Geelong. And look, I think you'll definitely stay. So that box is ticked. But I think I'll probably have others ahead as we get closer to that race.
Hi, guys. Any idea when owners will be allowed back on track in Victoria? That's from Scott. Well, this Saturday, they're coming back at Flemington, Scott. So that's exciting. Gator, this is, we've got two more questions because we have gone over time once again. And that question that this individual is just coming on my screen right now, Probabil Gator, do you think she would have been more competitive if it was a dry track?
Oh, look, I
well,
think
she just doesn't see out 2000. That's the other part of the question.
Yeah. I mean, she won a Group 1 at 2000 the start before, beating Homesman, who then chased Incentivise in a Caulfield Cup. So I think she just gets it. The problem is the Cox Plate's 2040. And the two she's run in, she struck a soft 7 and a soft 5 and a deteriorating soft 5. So I think both misses were inconclusive for her. She's definitely at her best on bone dry. I think we all agree there.
And Gator Hylau, where do you rate him now amongst the better three-year-olds?
Look, he's a really good talent, you know. I'm Lizzie's thoughts are echoing in my head as I speak, saying that he's a bit disingenuous.
She wasn't a fan, wasn't she?
No.
She wasn't a fan, was she?
No,
she's
savage.
I don't usually hear her be that savage about a horse. I felt sorry for Hylau.
Yeah, poor old Hylau. I hope he wasn't listening. I hope he didn't have the earphones on as he was going for a jog. But, she teed off on poor Hylau. But, look, he did a good job. He's off back-to-back wins now. He's in the right stable, isn't he, to get him right. You can't make them try, but his last two, he's done a bit wrong and still won them. So I think on raw talent, I think he's very, very good.
And this is the last one, and this is a good question to end proceedings, because Gator has been a man that has had a crystal ball, and he can answer these questions and get them 100% right. Is Zaki competing in a Cox Plate? Would he have won at his best, Gator?
At his best?
At his best.
So his Doomben Cup win?
Yeah.
If that's the question. Yeah, I think he wins by 5.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard to take then if you had him in your
mind. I'm well aware. I'm a little bit biased. I'm not gonna argue, but we were all flat Saturday morning. But mate, that's racing. It's not the first time, won't be the last time, and I feel for connections, not for me and you.
let's hope that we see him and you see him close up there on Saturday week in the McKinnon Stakes. But that's racing, isn't it? It's the highs and lows that even if you don't own a horse like a Zaki, and we wish we all did, but we do share the emotions. It can be a heartbreaking game at times.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because you're a fan of them, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't care, then of course there's no emotion. But, you know, we love the game, we love the athletes. So we're emotionally invested, I think, as punters as well.
People can't wait to watch you rock up at Flemington for the 4 days in your singlet and then get ready and transform yourself into the suit Gator. So enjoy this week, and we'll catch up with you on Thursday for this all-important game plan.
I just love it when someone else dresses me. Thanks, mate. Can't wait.
Yes. Good on you, Gator. That's David Gately. That's Racing Rewind.